When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, it takes a lot of time, work, and money to create audio dramas. If you'd like to help us out, you can go to patreon.com/7lamb, the number 7, L-A-M-B, and you can donate as little as a dollar a month. That money goes into helping fund all our shows and projects. And if you like, we offer multiple tiers with different prices and bonus content. Whatever you choose is super helpful and allows us to keep putting out great content. Again, that's patreon.com/7lamb, the number 7, L-A-M-B. Thanks, and we hope you enjoy the next episode of Tower 4. Seven Lamb Productions presents Tower 4, Season 3, Episode 4, Past Apologies.
I don't think you're crazy. I didn't know how many times I had to say that.
Then do me a favor.
What's that?
Tell me where all the nearby supply caches are.
I rubbed my head trying to ease the brutal headache I woke up with. Worse than last week with my hangover. Was it allergies? Or maybe the weather? Right now?
Yes, so I don't have to backtrack.
But you will have to backtrack. There's one on Overarch Pass. One on Three Posts, another by the highway, one by the station, another on Shoshone. There's one halfway between us. Then I realized. Oh, shit.
What?
Did I happen to call you in a drunken stupor?
At one point, yes.
If you want the vodka.
It's not the vodka.
It's still there.
Amber, the combination is not the one you gave me.
Wow. So he really was ignoring me all this time. I had tried calling him every day the past week. Sometimes even two or three times a day. I don't remember everything I said the drunken night, but the fact that he heard me?
Most of the time I've turned the radio off.
Yeah, I believe that. But you heard me.
Once.
I apologized. I just wanted this to be over. And that's when I realized what that would take. He wanted help.
This is your chance, Amber. If you believe me, if you believe I'm not crazy, if you truly are sorry, tell me exactly where every cache is around Tower 4.
And I did. Not only that, but I kept him company the entire time, since these were not quick and easy treks. I also got back to work on my puzzle, more than halfway done with the sky and clouds. Bingo.
Hey, I found it. Gonna try now.
Okay, fingers crossed. And maybe he thought I was being facetious, but I literally did cross my fingers, waiting for his answer.
No good. Do you know the code for this one?
Sorry, no.
Alright, heading back now.
Okay. We ended up talking late into the night, and I couldn't believe how different my mood was. I was like a schoolgirl on the phone with the popular boy. Our talks were just like they were when he first arrived.
Okay, Hal, seriously, how do you like the prequels? And how do you say they have a better story than the original trilogy?
Can I explain, or are you just gonna cut me off again?
I'm waiting.
The prequels have their issues. They have some things you have to look past. I'll grant you that.
That's putting it mildly.
But ignore the shitty CGI and stilted dialogue. The prequels have one cohesive story from episode 1 to episode 3.
You mean a story about trade agreements?
The story of Vader and the rise of the Emperor. It's actually a really mature story, masked as a family adventure. See, people latch on to the original trilogy because it's the original, and I get that. But let's not gloss over the fact that Return actually wasted Leia and Han.
How so?
By the third movie, they really had nothing to do. See, the problem is, Star Wars: A New Hope was nearly complete in itself. Tarkin dies, Vader is sent spiraling into space, and the Death Star is destroyed.
Okay, where are you going with this?
So then comes Empire, which many will argue is the superior film. I beg to differ, but I won't bore you with why. Empire is still a fantastic film, but it's just incomplete. You can't just watch Empire by itself, because there's no closure. You're forced to watch Return, and by that point, they ran out of real story to tell. Jabba takes up a third of the movie, and is just a rescue mission. And Han and Leia, they get sidelined with teddy bears. Oh, and they're rebuilding the Death Star? Come on. The point is, the prequel trilogy has an overarching story that, for the most part, works. And Revenge is actually a really good movie, minus the loud,
"No!"
I have one word for you.
What? Jar Jar Binks?
No, that's three words. Midi-chlorians.
I said some things you have to look past. The next day was more of the same. We talked about everything during his hunt.
Sorry, but you cannot compare Mathis to Sinatra.
You most certainly can.
Okay, fine, you can, but everyone knows who's gonna come out the victor.
Have you ever heard chances are?
You saying that's enough to win?
No, Sinatra takes it, but Chances Are is a fantastic song. But our talks didn't just stop at movies and music. We talked about wildlife, relationships, school days, and even a bit more on politics.
How's the puzzle coming along?
Not bad. Taking a break with the water and working on the sand. There's footprints, which makes it a little easier. Oh, and we talked about my tropical beach puzzle after he questioned what I did all day while we talked. I couldn't help but smile the whole time. I was actually having fun. Are you there yet?
Almost, I think.
Did you bring the map?
Yes, but measurement with my fingers isn't as accurate as I'd hoped.
If you left at 9, you should be close.
I did and I am. I see it now.
Let me know. I sipped my tea as I waited for his answer.
It didn't open.
I wasn't really surprised, but I would keep that to myself. He didn't have many more options.
The one by the highway?
No, that's closer to me. There's one between us on Wind Walk. That's the one with your present. The other is south on the Shoshone Trail.
Maybe I'll try for that tomorrow. How far is it?
Finger measurements still not up to par?
Not at all.
I told him where the one on Shoshone was located, then let him go so I could call Jean. Jean, you copy?
Go ahead.
How are the supplies?
We have everything you requested, and Mike and Vic and Wes. We won't get to packing it all up till tomorrow, though.
That's fine. Did you, were you able to get the banana chips?
I said we got everything.
Even for Mike?
Things still good with you two?
I told Jean last night that we were talking again. Yeah, things are good. It was crazy how much my mood changed after talking to Mike.
Is there anything else?
Nope, nothing at all. I grabbed my tea and took it outside. It was a warm day, but there was a nice breeze. It annoyed me how short Jean was with me recently. Not that it was anything new. Boy, how things have changed.
See, now this I like. Dinner after a movie.
Why's that?
The 4 o'clock show has less people. You don't have to worry about how much wine you drink and falling asleep during the movie, and you don't have to worry about how much you drink and needing to use the restroom during the show, and you have the whole rest of the night to do things.
Things?
Yes, things. And no, I don't just mean sex.
Okay, well, those are some good points, except there was still a decent amount of people in the theater.
Not as many as a 7 or 10 showing, though. And honestly, I think that so many people were in the 4 o'clock because they're finally catching on.
So eventually, everyone will be switching it up and it won't be special anymore.
And we'll have to go back to dinner, then a movie.
Oh, Gene was so talkative. So funny. So... he was everything I was looking for. Until...
Amber!
Don't!
Amber, where will you go?
Anywhere but here. I remember rushing to my car with nothing but my handbag.
Amber, I told you it was over between us. Amber, I can end it.
If it was over, that would mean it was already ended.
You know what I mean. Now come back here and talk to me. Please, don't go.
Fuck you. I still got heated thinking of that first night. First? How many times, Amber? How did I have such bad luck with guys? You go for douchebags, Amber. You know that. Good looks, smooth talk, money. They wine and dine you and get you all smitten. They promise to treat you right. They promise to take care of you. It was true. It was just too superficial. I looked over to the radio, and that's when I got a wild idea. I didn't call Mike right away. Instead, I worked out, finally putting my dumbbells and mat to work. I knew there wouldn't be any physical changes, but at least it made me feel good. At least until I took a shower and once again forcefully sucked in my stomach and lifted my boobs. I was a healthy C cup, but why the hell did they sag and drift so far apart? I mean, where the hell are these things gonna end up? After my shower, I made dinner, which consisted of one bowl of cereal and some dried mango. That was it. From now on, I had to watch what I ate. But who was I kidding? My sudden workout? My diet? And now, after the sun had gone down, here I was, clipping my nails. You don't even know what he's gonna say. Time to find out. Mike, you copy?
I'm here.
I talked to Gene.
You didn't tell him anything, right?
No, of course not. It was about the drop. I got you some banana chips.
Aw, you're too good to me.
It's the least I could do, you know?
Is this an extension of your apology?
No.
Well, I appreciate it.
Here I go. I also had an idea.
Do tell.
Since that cash supply you're gonna visit is between us, maybe I can meet you there tomorrow.
At the cash?
At the one on Windwalk.
Really?
Is that too forward? Are you not ready to make first contact?
It's not that. I just... surprised is all.
Consider this to be an extension of my apology.
You don't have to.
I know. And schoolgirl Amber was back. I couldn't help but smile. But then my smile slowly faded as I waited for him to say something more. Oh no. Mike?
Yeah, sorry. If you want to, sure. That would be... nice.
My smile was back.
But we already know what's in the Windwalk one.
True. But maybe we could indulge a little bit. Meet up there, have a couple drinks, then head down to Shoshone.
What about Jean?
That last look on Jean's face as I drove out of the parking lot that first time I caught him cheating flashed into my mind. What about him?
He won't be upset we're both leaving our posts?
What's one day?
You mean it'll be our little secret?
The way he said that actually made me shiver in anticipation. What was coming over me? I can keep a secret. Can you?
Of course.
So it was set. We would meet. I was actually nervous, but really excited. Than the trail to Brighton Rock. I wondered how Mike was faring. Mike, you copy? No answer. We talked not too long ago. I gave a little fib when I told him I left on time. Like with most of my dates and appointments, I was running a tad late. Control your exhaustion. I wiped sweat from my brow. I was sweating like a pig. What a way to look for our meeting. Hey, I was here. The view was amazing. But where was Mike? Mike? I went to the ridge to where the cache was situated. It was unlocked. And it was empty. Okay. Mike? You here? Maybe he was taking a piss? Mike! I decided to try the radio. Mike, you copy? Mike? Well, that was weird. I sat on the rocky ledge overlooking the forest and mountains. Mike? I wasn't entirely sure what to do, so I just waited. Mike? The radio had been making a lot of noises recently, but still nothing from Mike. Hello? Mike, is that you? I was nervous. I didn't call Gene yet, but if he didn't answer soon, I'd have to report it in. I went to my window and peered out. His light was on, but he could have accidentally left it on when he left. I knew I should have went to his tower. Why didn't I? Instead of coming back here. And what was with all the noise? Mike? God damn it. Mike, you there? Please answer. Please?
Amber?
Jesus Christ, there you are! What the hell? Where have you been?
You wouldn't believe me if I told you.
Well, you're in your tower.
How do you know that?
I see the light.
Oh yeah, good deducing.
Deducing? He couldn't be serious right now. And you're drunk.
But how?
Besides the fact you sound the way you do, I know you took the vodka. Which was a dick move, by the way. For hours, I was super worried. I was just super mad. What the hell was up with him?
Why? It was mine. Your present, remember?
Yes, Mike. I remember. I also remember that we were supposed to meet up at the cache on Wind Walk. So what? You just take the fucking vodka and ditch me? I went there for you! He tried explaining himself, but we got nowhere. Because somehow, he wasn't even sure where he was. You got lost? Where?
I don't know where. That's what lost means, right?
But there was definitely more to the story that he was just refusing to tell me, and I had a hard time believing his radio broke. You just got back?
Not long ago. I tried calling you, but you didn't answer.
I didn't get the calls. Are you telling the truth, Mike?
Yes, but... But here's some more truth. Tomorrow, when you wake up, tell Gene I quit.
What?
I'm quitting.
I was a complete mix of emotions. He said he experienced enough, but just yesterday everything was good. Or at least it seemed to be. I'm sorry to hear that.
I have a question. Did you really feel bad not helping out with the oil spill?
Now I was really confused. The oil spill? The Gulf spill?
Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't lying about that.
Why?
Why? Did I feel bad?
Yeah. You don't live on the Gulf, you're not from there.
That was true, but little did he know, at one point I thought about moving to Florida. Getting away from everything. So, I wanted to help.
Right, help, but you said you felt bad.
I wasn't sure what he was getting at. I think you need to rest, Mike. But instead, he kept talking. Or, should I say rambling? About his mother, about guilt, about hurt, about his ex, about love.
It's hard, Amber. It's hard for me to walk away. I still remember that bird.
What bird? He then continued his rambling about rescuing some bird in his youth, and he even brought up his dad. I was actually starting to feel sorry for him. Something happened today, but would he ever tell me what? Right now, he just needed to sleep. Mike. Mikey? Why don't you get some rest? We can talk more in the morning, okay?
Promise me you'll call Gene in the morning.
You don't want to sleep on it?
No, I'm sure. This is my last night here, Amber. I have to be done. I am done. I'm done. Why the hell is he drunk?
Gene, is that really the most important part?
Yes, it is. He's drinking on the damn job.
It was my vodka.
How? I mean, where the hell did you get vodka?
I brought it.
When?
What do you mean, when? I bought it the day before I came out here.
I didn't see you do that.
You weren't around. Gene was never around. Ever since I moved up here. And while I spent summer months out here in the woods, the rest of the year I spent at home, in Du Bois, without him. because he was a ranger full-time, all year. Honestly, I didn't mind it so much now, since we ran out of things to talk about long ago. So much for change.
You know you're not supposed to do that. There's to be no alcohol on the job.
Sometimes I need something, and it's not like I'm taking a shot every night. Hell, I didn't even drink any until... I stopped myself.
Until when?
Never mind.
Until Mike had his little temper tantrum?
Gene.
Did you see him?
Should we really be talking about this?
Well, did you?
No.
How'd he get your vodka?
I put it in the cache on Windwalk.
You hiked out there?
Yes.
Why?
Because he's going through things.
You're not to meet with the subjects.
Subjects?
Yes, Amber. The guy is crazy.
He's not.
He is. You hear the stuff he says. Shit, what if he...
For a moment there, I thought the radio cut out. But I guess Gene just stopped himself.
Listen, I'm sorry. You're right. We shouldn't be talking about this here or now. Just tell me, what did he say again? That he's going to leave?
Yes. He wanted me to tell you tomorrow morning, but I called you right after our conversation.
Think he's asleep now?
I don't know. I can call him.
No. Don't worry about it, but I have to make some calls.
To who?
You know who.
What's going to happen?
I don't know, but I'll be in touch.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Even though I was both mentally and physically tired, they couldn't see me falling asleep anytime soon. What a long and eventful day. I sat at the table and stared at the puzzle, holding my head up with both hands. Maybe bringing Mike alcohol was poor judgment, but it was too late now. I just wanted to meet him. I just wanted to hang out with him. I just thought that we would use the vodka as social lubricant. I never thought he would ditch me, take the vodka, and get wasted by himself. I still wanted to know what happened to him. And now Gene was upset, all because I wanted to help. It was ironic, because that was the reason I was out here.
Paid your tab.
What? Why?
Because I feel like shit.
Why?
Because I'm kind of ditching you.
You're not.
You sure?
Yes, I told you, it's fine.
You sure? I mean, if he wasn't so cute...
I know. I'm the one who pointed him out to you, remember?
Yeah, but see, that makes me feel even worse. I steal your man and then ditch you. That makes me a bad friend, right? It does. It totally does.
You didn't steal him from me. He plays for the other team. I didn't even stand a chance.
I don't know if that's true. I think he may be like me and shop on both sides of the aisle.
Well, even so.
Tried to get him to stay a little longer, but,
Hey, Sonny, don't worry about it. Go.
You gonna stick around any longer?
I checked my phone. It was only 10 after 10. For a bit, Ace frowned and held my hand. He made his pouty face.
I'll make it up to you.
You already did. You paid my tab.
But I should be here for you. Maybe I'll tell him.
Nothing. You'll tell him nothing because you're going to go. Look, he's waiting by the door. Go, I'll be fine.
Okay.
But as he turned to leave, I grabbed his hand and pulled him back. But I want details later.
Of course, girl.
Ace kissed me on the cheek and trotted off after the hunky, young, short-haired Fabio. Ace was the only real friend I had here in Austin. It was one of the reasons I was thinking of leaving. I loved the energy of the city, but I was ready for something new. Something a little quieter, more relaxed. At first I thought Washington, but did I really want to go back to living near family, especially now? Then I thought about Florida, someplace with white, sandy beaches. Yeah, that'd be nice. But I know for sure that they too bad you're broke, Amber. First realize what you have done and you finally get your debt repaid and revenge is served on a cold plate. Oh yeah, on a cold plate. On a cold plate. On a cold plate. As the band started their next song, I thought about what I would do for the rest of the night. I liked this club, but sitting here alone was depressing. Maybe I could...
Holy shit, is that Amber?
I spun around to see... Gene? He was walking up with a mixed drink and large smile.
It is!
What are you doing here? I thought you moved.
I did. I'm back visiting friends for the weekend.
He motioned to the bar stool next to me.
May I?
Go ahead. He took a seat, turned to me, and sipped his drink.
I knew you liked this place, but I never thought in a million years I'd see you. You here alone?
I took a breath, and I think he could sense my awkwardness.
Sorry, I didn't mean to suggest.
I smiled to ease the mood. It's fine. I came with a friend, but they had to leave early. What about you?
I'm here with Gary and his new girl. They're over there in the corner booth.
I saw the older couple, sipping their drinks, and ever so slightly moving to the music. Gary even tapped his fingers to the beat of the bass. I didn't know you still talked to Gary. I tried to wave to him, but he didn't notice me.
Yeah, well, him and Diane split. Diane didn't like me much.
Oh?
Yeah, but you knew that.
I didn't.
Well, I'm pretty sure she didn't like the way I treated you, so she had a right to dislike me.
More awkwardness ensued as I stirred my drink and watched the ice dance off the sides of my glass.
So, how have things been with you?
My eyes went to Gene, but then quickly back to the glass. Good, good.
That's a lot.
What do you mean?
I can tell when you're not telling the truth, Amber.
Do I also have a twitchy eye?
No, but your shoulders slump and you look to the ground, or in this case, your glass.
Okay, well, yeah, things have been, I guess, the opposite of good.
Have to do with your new guy?
How?
I'm sorry, I did a little cyber stalking, but that was a while ago, I swear. I'm a new man now.
Uh-huh.
Well?
I sip my drink to stall, wondering if I should open up. It's over between us.
Oh, well, I'm sorry to hear that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, genuinely. Listen, I know I messed up a lot when we were together. I was sorry to see you leave, but I wasn't surprised. I wasn't an idiot about being an idiot.
Yeah.
And I apologize for everything. I know we didn't split on good terms.
I believe I caught you in another lie. Or was it another woman? Maybe both.
Ouch. But warranted.
Glad you feel that way.
I do. After you left me, I was heartbroken, but I had to be honest with myself. It was all my fault, and that's why I wanted the best for you.
Yeah?
Yeah, so I really am sorry.
He forced a sincere smile, then sipped his drink.
You, mind if I ask why?
You don't have to answer.
With Trevor? Or you mean you?
I know about me. I mean Trevor.
Well, to put it bluntly, I caught him doing some of the things you used to do.
Ah.
He took a sip of his drink and faced the band.
You really do meet some assholes, huh?
He turned back to me and we locked eyes. Of course he was back to being charming. We weren't together.
So, other than that, what else is new?
Nothing. What about you? You seeing anyone?
Nah. I realized I don't do too well in relationships. But I'm a park ranger now. I guess that was one way to keep me from the temptations of life.
That meant gambling and sex. And occasionally drinking. You're a ranger?
That's right.
Congrats. I held up my glass. We cheersed.
Thank you. Thank you.
How do you like it?
It's been a couple of years now, and I love it.
The next morning, I couldn't focus on much. After grabbing my dropped supplies, I came back and just lounged around. I didn't feel like doing anything. Not my puzzle, not cleaning, not restocking, not working out, not eating. Nothing. All I did was keep trying to call Mike to see how he was. Mikey. Hey, Mikey. But nothing. It was already noon. Did he leave or was he still sleeping? Mikey, you there? I didn't even make coffee today. I really wanted to see if anything had changed with him, but if he didn't answer soon...
Amber.
Holy shit, there you are. Let me guess, slept in? But for some reason, as we talked, he seemed off. Not just hangover off. And he said he didn't remember anything. He didn't even remember ditching me. What are you talking about? Yes, we were supposed to meet up. We were supposed to go down to Shoshone. The cash? You wanted to check the cash?
Oh, right. Yeah, I guess I forgot.
Thanks. Was he really that drunk? Then he told me how he woke up outside, and my question was instantly answered. I went outside and over to the railing, facing his tower. After a half-assed apology from him, I decided to apologize too. I lied last night. I told you I went down Shoshone to that cache and, well, I didn't. I waited for a long time on Wind Walk, but when you didn't respond, I said fuck it and headed back. It was a dumb lie, but hell, I waited a long time for him. Not that that was an excuse. Now for the moment of truth. Hey, Mikey.
Yeah?
Does this mean you changed your mind?
About what?
About staying.
I don't know. I guess.
Good. I'm glad. I felt I could function now that I knew things were all right. So here I was, making a coffee and trying to get back to my normal routine.
That's what he said?
That's what he said.
Okay.
I ended up talking to Mike for a good 20 minutes until his head was pounding so much he needed a break. That's when I called Gene and told him the news. He doesn't remember much, so he must have been really hungover.
Yeah, so maybe next time don't give a full bottle of liquor to the guy going through some shit. What were you thinking?
I wasn't, okay? But also, it was a half bottle.
Doesn't make it better, Amber.
Noted. I took my mug to the table, moved some puzzle pieces aside, and set it down. I was just about to change the channel on the radio when...
Hey, Amber.
Yeah?
I'm sorry.
About what?
About how I reacted. It's still not professional what you did, and I'm not sure if anything will come of it, but regardless... I just wanted to apologize again.
It's fine.
Okay. Well, let me know if there's anything else. tell him about the drop.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Okay.
Have a good day. Over and out.
Hey, Mikey. I know you've got a raging headache, but I forgot to tell you something. It took him a little while to respond. I thought he was maybe asleep.
What's up?
So, did you hear the helicopter last night?
No. There was a helicopter?
I told him about the drop and where to find it. I even warned him about the raccoons, but later, he informed me that he wasn't going to go. He had twisted an ankle in his drunken tumble. Well, I mean, you can leave it if you want. I think it'll be okay.
What about the raccoons?
That's a chance you'll just have to take. I was now working on the puzzle, trying to finish up the docks and small huts that jutted into the water. I had organized all the dark and light brown pieces accordingly. But I was using the cover of the box to get a better idea of the shadows, something my sister used to say was cheating. Once you dump a puzzle, no more looking at the box art.
Hey, Amber.
Yes, Mikey?
What else did we talk about last night?
You mean besides you quitting?
Yeah.
My heart skipped a beat. You're not thinking of leaving again, are you?
I just want to know what else was said.
I filled him in about ditching me. Really hammering it home. Then I told him about his broken radio and how he said he was lost. Then I mentioned the Gulf spill.
The oil spill?
Yeah. He asked me if I felt bad for not helping.
Oh.
It was super weird.
And what did you say?
Are we really having this conversation again?
Please.
While I reiterated the fact that I didn't feel guilty, I couldn't help but think about my time with Trevor. I remembered that night we argued. All because I wanted to leave for a couple months. Couldn't believe he cared, since that would have given him tons of time to sleep around. But he was controlling. What did I expect? Listen, Mike, sometimes this place can get to you. The isolation is, well, it can force you to think about things you don't want to think about, or dwell on. Combine that with the story you're working on, and shit, I'm sure you can't help but think about your past. I used to have trouble with that too. But I knew it was a choice, and I chose not to dwell. Trevor was out of my life. Me not helping with the oil spill or trying to reconcile with my family or seeing my friends or going out were all my choices. Sure, Trevor played a huge role in it, but ultimately, it was up to me. It was hot tonight, and even with the fan full blast, I was sweating my ass off. I now wore just underwear and a tank top.
So he didn't go today?
No, he twisted his ankle, so he doesn't want to do any long hikes yet.
That's fine. He can take his time. None of it's going to go stale. Just got to worry about the critters.
I told him that.
We can always send out another drop if need be.
I know.
Anything else?
Nope.
Okay. Have a good night, Amber.
I decided to call Jean early tonight because I was tired and planning on getting a full night's rest. Now to call Mike. Hey, Mikey. I know it's late, but just wanted to let you know that Jean said take your time. He said not to worry about raccoons, and if they did somehow manage to break in, Jean would make a special drop just for you. You got that?
Yeah, thanks, Amber.
Okay. Have a good night, and hope you feel better in the morning.
Thanks. Good night.
There we go. Whew. Everything I own, securely packed. I looked around my small, dingy apartment. I didn't have much, but it still took all day. I couldn't believe I was doing this. Hey.
Hey, how goes it?
It goes well. Just finished.
That's great. When do the movers come?
Thursday.
Well, it's not like you to be early.
Mixing things up.
Oh.
When do I, start?
Oh, you have a few weeks, which is good. Give you some time to settle in. And I'll have to run you through some things beforehand.
Oh, okay. Ever since that night in the jazz club where Gene and I had stumbled into each other, we had kept in close contact, on social media and through texts. This went on for a while. Gene actually went through some struggles and was glad I was there to chat with him. He said if it wasn't for me, he may have ended things. It got pretty dark, but part of me thought he was only saying that because it was me. He made several attempts to win me back, but I kept turning him down. I didn't plan on making the same mistakes again.
Trust me, you're gonna love this.
I'm surprised this is even a job anymore.
In most places it's not. They use drones. But hey, we're old school.
Lack of funding?
Yeah, but I won't bore you with the politics behind it.
Thanks. But you're still liking it there, right?
Way better than Bighorn.
Well, I'm excited. And a little nervous.
I get that. It's a big change.
Yeah.
Hey, make sure to give me your flight info. You haven't done that yet.
I'll send it over tonight.
Okay. Well, I was just calling to check in.
Yeah, everything's good and on schedule.
Good. Good to hear. I guess I'll see you this weekend then.
Okay.
Good night, Amber.
Night, Gene. Gene wanted to be closer to me. I knew that. But how could I turn down a job like this? It was perfect. A getaway in nature? Just me and whatever Joe Schmoes lived in the other towers. My eyes fluttered open. Oh, what time was it? I sat up and rubbed my eyes, trying to get them to focus. Jesus, it was almost 4? My heart was racing for some reason, but why? I didn't have a nightmare. Then I thought about my dream. To think Gene enticed me with a dream job and it worked, even though he often denied it. Ugh, so bright. I squinted, waiting for my eyes to adjust again. I went over to my small desk and opened the bottom drawer. Pulled out an old notebook, one dedicated to Sam, my first year here. Gene told me it would probably help to take notes, so I did. I remember the day he told me this would be more than just fire watching. It was the day after I landed. I wasn't so sure of it, but he said it paid well and I would be perfect for the job. I was a good listener. I was personable and friendly and understanding. He really did build me up. I never took too many notes, though. Sam talked, but discussions never got too deep. Plus, I wasn't even sure what I was doing. Hell, I still wasn't. I went and grabbed the radio. I wondered if he was up. Gene, you copy? Gene. Come on, answer. I know the radio isn't far.
Yeah. What's wrong?
Nothing.
Then why the call? I thought you wanted your beauty sleep tonight.
I can't sleep now.
Okay, so what? You want to talk?
I want to ask a question.
This can't wait till morning?
No.
All right, go ahead. What's the question?
Was there an ulterior motive to you offering me this job?
What?
The first year. You offered it to me because you said I'd fit it to a T.
Yeah, I thought it was the perfect job for you.
And you did it as a friend.
Yes, that's right.
Even though we're more than friends now.
We were just friends then. I offered because you were struggling. This job helped me. I thought it could help you too. And I thought you could help others. Not only that, I trusted you.
Would I still be coming back each year if you and I weren't, you know?
Amber, we really shouldn't be talking about this. Not here, and not now.
But I want to know.
And I already told you.
The truth?
Yes.
Everything?
Yes. Now, is there anything you need to report? This is something we could save for after the season. It's not relevant now.
Of course. This was a discussion for when we were both home. Our home. The problem was, when we were in our home, there was no talking, no communication. And I always wondered if there were more lies.
Amber.
Yeah?
I told you years ago that things would be different. And here, I want to keep things professional. I'm not lying to you, okay? Are you lying to me?
About what?
Anything.
No.
Then we're good.
I hated the way he was talking to me now. Gene was physically imposing at times, and when he used that tone of voice, it made him scary. Not that he would ever strike me or berate me like Trevor, but it was this kind of control thing he had.
Amber?
Yeah?
Was he here?
And here was Gene in person, approaching me with that intenseness that he sometimes displayed.
Amber.
And there was that serious tone. I looked to the ground, feeling my shoulders slouch. Crap! I knew I couldn't lie to him. I met his eyes, brought my shoulders up. Yes, he was here. He leaned over the table, over the finished puzzle, casting a shadow over my happy place.
What was he doing here?
I looked to the deputy, then to Emil by the door. Gene followed my eyes, apparently sensing my hesitancy. He pushed off the table, standing straight up, his shadow now over me.
Gentlemen, do you mind if I have a word alone?
They looked at each other. Then the deputy shrugged.
Go ahead.
Come on.
Where are we going?
Outside.
I followed Gene around the side of the tower, towards the fire pit. We passed by the man known as Bennett. We knew it was him because his leg was bleeding. He was stabbed all right, and another man was wrapping his leg in gauze. Neither Gene nor I said a word to each other or the men. But once we reached the fire pit, far enough away, Gene spun around angrily.
What the hell are you doing?
Me? What is this?
What is what? You reported a dead body. I came here with the police and now Mike attacks them? What the hell was he doing here?
I looked up at the tower where I could see the deputy descending, but another figure moved by the windows, still in my cabin. Probably that guy Emil. Why are we down here?
I saw your face. I figured this would be best done in private.
Why are we down here, though?
What?
Is it so they can go through my things? What do you have them doing?
Me? I don't have them doing shit. I don't know what kind of pull you think I have here, but it's zip.
He thrust his hand in my face, forming a zero with his fingers. I slapped it away. You're the head ranger!
And that gives me jurisdiction over local law enforcement.
That guy who came in was not law enforcement.
What are you talking about?
He wasn't a cop, Gene.
How do you know?
I can just tell.
You don't know what you're talking about.
I do. He began pacing between me and the pit.
Amber, what are you doing? This isn't like you. There are rules and you know them.
I do.
He's to stay here. You're to talk to him. That's it.
And I've been doing that.
But you met up again.
We never met up before. I told you that.
You tried.
So?
What is it about him?
What do you mean?
Don't play these games.
What games? Games you played our whole relationship?
That's bullshit and you know it. I haven't cheated on you once since we got back together.
So the slate is wiped clean. Would you like a prize?
You told me you could get past the past.
I had to.
You chose to.
He had me there.
I need you to tell me the truth. Why was he here? Don't look towards the ground. Don't try coming up with something. Look at me. Why was he here?
He discovered the body. Both Gene and I heard some movement off the trail.
Hold on a sec.
Gene walked to the trail, scanned the woods, which were getting darker with each passing minute, as the sun was all but gone over the horizon. As he came back, my mind raced. What do I tell him? The truth? Part of it? Some of it? None of it? I didn't want to betray Mike.
Okay, tell me what happened next.
First, tell me.
Tell you what?
Is it just cops here? He hesitated a moment, but we locked eyes. I waited to see that twitch of his.
No.
Wow.
There's some company guys here too.
Why?
You know why. They own a section of the forest. What do you expect them to do if a dead body shows up? Probably want to know if it's someone they know.
Come on.
You said it wasn't a hiker.
I said he didn't look like a hiker.
Well, you would know as well as any of us.
There another tower with subjects I don't know about? Now I was toying with him.
No.
Still no twitch.
Now, can you tell me what happened with Mike?
He came here with that guy, apparently.
So he didn't just discover him? Who is he?
I don't know.
Did Mike?
He thought he was Jerry.
Jerry? Jerry Campbell?
Yes. Gene looked away a moment, pondering.
Well, was it?
No.
Then what happened?
Then he took off.
Oh, come on, Amber. I saw two mugs on the counter.
So?
Don't lie to me. You were with him. He came back here? He did, didn't he?
I hated this. Yes, okay, for a moment. Then he left to go back to the body.
Did you guys talk?
Not much.
He's dangerous, Amber.
I don't think so.
You know what they think?
He motioned to the men by the tower.
They think he killed this man. They think he's having a psychotic breakdown and murdered some guy in cold blood.
That's not true.
You don't know that. You may think you know Mike, but you don't. He's just a guy you talked to for a couple months who has some issues he couldn't sort out before going crazy.
He's not crazy.
Come on. Music, monsters, intruders, secret numbers.
You don't believe any of it?
No, because it's ludicrous.
But you don't even know anything about this company, right?
Right.
So then how do you know he's not telling the truth?
Because I do.
But just then, his right eye twitched ever so slightly.
Tower 4, written and edited by Robert M. Lamb. Starring Jack Austin as Mike, Gina Coyle as Amber, and Brian Messick as Gene. Co-starring Corey Pettit, Nick Keeney, Austin Medlin, Pacta, Bonesy Rather, Jarvis Bailey, Zalong Zoe, and Stephen Rhodes. Music provided by Taco at soundcloud.com/madebytaco. Additional tracks from pond5.com and artlist.io, and Brett Wilkins at facebook.com/wilkinsmusicfl. If you enjoy Tower 4, visit 7lamb.com for more podcasts such as this one. Don't forget to rate and review and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at 7lamb Podcasts. And we want to give a special thank you to everyone who has donated via our website or on Patreon. We wouldn't be able to do this without you. So from everyone here at 7lamb, thank you.
This has been a 7lamb production.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.